There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks Napodpomo podcast series. Again, this is not issue 100. Issue 100 will never occur, no matter what you guys think. We'll just keep doing special episodes from now till eternity. And joining me on the call tonight is the original Unique Geek, the guy who thought the whole name up, the one, the only, Bob Barker. Oh, Ed.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Yes, but not me, please.
What's up?
Not much, man. How you been? We haven't talked in a while.
Right?
Yeah, I know. You haven't talked to these people that are listening right now or me for a while.
Well, we haven't really recorded a unique episode. Well, I guess you did the whole Dragon Con.
We did Dragon Con. We did post Dragon Con. We did pre Dragon Con. We did.
You did post
Dragon Con related. Yes, in fact, actually, one of the video podcasts was video from Thursday night festivities at Dragon Con. You know what Thursday night festivities are?
Oh yeah, the Traders,
Trader Vic's. Yeah,
yeah. I saw some of the wrap up videos. Those are cool.
Oh, cool. Thanks. We did pre-Dragon Con, during Dragon Con, and post-Dragon Con. Yeah. So, we covered Dragon Con pretty well, but yet we still have not gotten to issue 100 on The Unique Geek.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can't
get everybody. Let's see, that was another thing, too. I guess if we've been throwing around the discussion of recording our Doctor Who special also.
Oh, yeah.
The season's over, but we haven't done that yet either.
We almost did.
Yep.
It was very close. There was like two people on the line, and then it was, you know, it's timing. People's lives, they get in the way. If only we didn't, only we could get paid for this. That'd be awesome.
So this Napodpomo thing. Okay, so you, I guess you've kind of explained this before to those who've listened in the previous episodes.
What are you saying? You don't listen. That's exactly what you're saying, isn't it? Okay, so basically...
No, I've seen some of your videos. Yeah, I've seen the little videos the past couple of days you've posted.
So basically what it is there's somebody... You know, it's National Something Month every month, but this one seems to be the one where you have to do something for the entire month. So, like, there's Namo Whammo.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Which is the... You write a novel. Write every day for 30 days until you have a novel. Let's see, it's Movember, which is you grow a mustache for charity. And let's see, there's also National Blog Posting Month, where you're supposed to post a blog posting every month. Every day of the month.
Every day.
Every day of the month, yeah, that's what I meant. And then also somebody thought it would be brilliant to come up with the podcast posting, and I'll pop my peas some more. Podcast posting a day, month thing stuff.
So this is the first time. This is the first ever
Napodpomo. I think it's the third. Is it either the second or third one?
I never heard it before.
Yeah, and the only reason why I heard about it was because I was listening to what's the Tech TV Daily with Tom Merritt.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the name of it is.
Tech
now.
News, not,
TNT. Yeah, Tech News Today.
Yeah.
You know, I started listening to them since Buzz Out Loud went to weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched over to the other guys because I listened. That's what I listened to on the way into work to keep up with tech news, which, by the way, we're going to talk about today. So I switched over to them, and then someone had written in, and they mentioned it a couple times on the podcast. So there. I decided, well, sure, why not? I don't have anything better to do for these next 3 days. Besides, you know, Thanksgiving and all sorts of other things that need to be done in my life. But, you know, whatever. So,
Well, let me ask you this real quick. So I noticed you got some videos yesterday. I'm actually on our site at theuniquegeek.com. So you're recording video day 6. You recorded partial video on day 5. I'd like to know what video camera you're using to record those. Is that your new phone?
Okay, well, yes. And actually, the one that will go up today for today's post, this is actually going up tomorrow. Of course,
for the 8th.
For the 8th. The 7th is... I mentioned what it is. It is my Droid Bionic. Now, the camera that is coming that I've been using thus far up through day 6 was the front facing camera.
Mm-hmm.
What I did
today, which is a 2 meg, right?
I think it might be. I'm not positive. What I did today is I just turned the mount around and I used the back one,
which is what, 5 meg?
It's a 1080p camera.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the video is going to be cleaner, and I looked at it a little bit at least on the phone. What I didn't account for was that the aspect ratios. I mean, the field of vision is much bigger,
mm-hmm.
and so I have balls in my face the entire time.
Nice.
Yes, I've got red balls in my face, and you'll know what I mean when you see the. You will have already seen it if you've got the feed, because this is coming out after that. But it's Yeah, so I now learned that I have to not have my balls hanging there.
Nice. You should never have your balls hanging in your face on camera.
No, but I really would like to see that though. I would like to see the guy that can actually physically do that. No, maybe I don't.
No, not
I don't
me.
Know, really?
I'm so, no.
Anyway, so what'd you do for Halloween? We already talked to.
What did I do for Halloween? Halloween was actually very, very, very terrible this year. I actually was sick. I was actually out of work for pretty much the entire week before Halloween with what my doctor believes to have been gallstones.
Oh. Ouch.
So I was in a lot of pain. I was in lots of pain for about 4 or 5 days there. So Halloween wasn't really good this year for me. So I didn't really do much of anything except sleep I could sleep and watch the occasional scary movie, and that was about it.
Did you have any kids come by, though?
Actually, this year I took my 12-year-old, Devin, out trick-or-treating. So I did do that. I didn't stick around the house to give out candy this year. So I took him around trick-or-treating. He went in as Jason and scared a few of the neighborhood kids, so... That was that. So yeah, that was enjoyable. That's now, the first time I'd done that.
Aaron and Lee and I talked about this a couple nights ago. But what was the most popular costume you saw this year?
The most popular costume,
or at least what were ones that stuck out in your mind?
You know, I honestly didn't really pay attention to any of them. I really didn't.
All right, well, that conversation's going nowhere.
Yeah, I can't really think of... I mean, the day was kind of a haze. I was still kind of weak and getting over that sickness, so I don't really remember that much about it. And even other than the fact that the freaking mosquitoes were carrying me away.
Oh, mosquitoes have been pretty bad. We actually had a lot of rain the last couple of months, so the mosquitoes have grown around here. Well, both of us live in Florida, by the way, that's why. Anyway, so hey, we want to talk a little bit about tech. We already talked about my phone. Let me ask you, what phone are you using these days?
And then still the OG Droid, the original Droid, the Motorola Droid, the first one that came out, 2 years ago? It's been 2 years now, so yeah, still using it.
And how's it holding up for you?
I actually still love it. I'm ready for a new phone, for God's sakes, because it has been 2 years, but I love it. I mean, I've been throwing custom ROMs on there. And just loving the hell out of it. But yeah, I'm ready for a new phone.
If you were to get a new phone, what would that new phone be?
Well, it is a toss-up, and I guess that's one of the things we're going to be discussing. But I'm looking at the Galaxy Nexus and Actually, I'm even looking at the HTC. HTC's coming out with one. I think it's called the Resound.
Yes, the Resound, yeah.
I was kind of looking at the Razer at first, but I don't know. There's some things about the Razer I'm not too fond of.
Early reviews on the battery is horrible on it.
Yeah, well, pretty much any LTE phone is going to have. I mean, yours is an LTE, right?
Yes, mine is LTE, yes.
And your battery life is?
My battery life is not bad. Actually, really? Today I had the first time where I looked down, I was like, what the heck happened to my battery? And, you know, I believe it was because I actually, I normally don't have, what kind of,
4G?
No, it's, I have 4G pretty much everywhere in Tampa.
Okay.
But it's, I had the Bluetooth on, and I hadn't I hadn't really synced the Bluetooth. I hadn't synced any Bluetooth thing to it, but I found my old Bluetooth headset, and I was like, well, you know, I could use it when I'm in the car. I don't typically like using Bluetooth at all, at least the headphone or earpiece thing. But I thought, well, I could use it in the car at least. And so I had it on, and it was still on, and I looked at the battery life, and actually 20% of the battery was being sucked down by leaving Bluetooth on.
Do you keep the you don't keep the GPS on, do you?
The GPS is normally on for me, yes.
That could suck up some battery life too.
Right, but it actually up until, like I said, today was the first time when I looked down and it was like 10 or 11 in the morning, and I looked down and it was like it was already down to 20%. Normally it maybe uses 10 to 20% total usage is gone. So I like have 80% of my battery by the end of the day, at the end of the work day. And if you know me, I'm constantly on the phone. So it holds up really well, but it seems like the Bluetooth, it was the number one culprit today. And I also had this Fios remote control app, which was, it basically controls my cable box.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, you know, I can sit in my room and change it. Well, the phone's even been alerting me. It says, you know, this thing has been running like crazy. Do you want to turn it off? And then I'd say turn it off, and then it starts itself back up again. And then, you know, an hour later, I'll get a thing going. It's been running for 45 minutes, and you're not using it. Do you want to turn it off? And I say yes, turn it off. With Gingerbread, yeah, Gingerbread's what I have on there. There is a piece in there where you can actually set auto kills. So if there's an app that's running that's going on too long, you can set it to auto kill. But I never got in there and did it. And then I thought, well, this has such limited use to me, this stupid remote, because I typically just have the remote right there with me to mm-hmm. the TV. So I just uninstalled it today, and this seemed to have killed that too. So both Bluetooth and that in that app were using 20% each of the battery. So that was a whole 40% of the battery right there.
Mm.
But anyway. So yeah, the Razer's been getting some bad reviews on the battery life, but my Bionic's doing okay with the battery, I think.
Huh? Because I guess that was the thing that most people were stating before all the LTE phones were coming out, was that was the source of the power suckage would be the LTE.
But I guess
not.
It might be if it was constantly searching for it, right?
Yeah, that makes sense, switching back and forth, yeah.
Right. In my case, again, like I said, I live in Tampa, and Tampa has pretty much 4G coverage everywhere. So I really don't have that issue. I seem to always have 4G at least lit up, for all I know. Who knows if it's really on. But it does go away whenever, on occasion, when like I'm inside of a building, too far inside of a building, it'll like Publix. Publix is notorious for me for that. It's like I'll be in the middle of Publix and I'll get no reception all of a sudden.
Wow.
So it's like whatever, I don't know, it's all the metal that's in there or something.
Well, another thing about the Razer that I'm not too fond of, I guess it's supposed to have a locked bootloader, so there's not a whole lot you can do as far as, I guess, if you wanted to put custom ROMs on it and stuff like that, I guess you're locked down that you can't do with a locked bootloader, as I understand that.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, as you know, Google is buying Motorola. And I would like to see what they're going to do with Motorola Mobility as far as that stuff. Because, I mean, even the Bionic has a locked bootloader as well, as far as I know. And I think it's just Motorola's thing. They just like, well, we're really protecting you against doing something, against something happening bad to your phone. But really what they're doing is they're like, we still want you to have all this crapware in here. That is one thing about the stupid Bionic. I have the stupid Blockbuster app that I can't get rid of. I have a bunch of things on here that I can't get rid of. I have the City ID that I can't get rid of. And of course, it was cool because when I first got the phone, I was like, oh, wow. In Gingerbread, they added where it tells you what city that area code and a prefix is calling from. That's cool. And then about 14 days later, the City ID came up and said, hey, if you want to continue, keep using City ID. I'm like, oh, it's an app. If you want to keep using City ID, it's $3 a month. Like,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, yeah, no, it's not worth that much to me. But then wow. I thought that would be a brilliant app to just build, right? I mean, just to have for free on the market. Where mm-hmm. just because, I mean, all it is just reading a database.
Right.
And, you know, so it's no big deal. But, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on here that just I wish I could just get rid of.
Well, you also have I guess it's called the Moto Blur.
Yeah.
It's not straight vanilla Android. No. You get that whole custom interface.
Yeah. I'm not mixed on Moto Blur. The one thing that this thing does that kind of annoys me is when you switch between the screens, it does this like, oh, hey, we're going to be really fancy and do like this like weird lighting effect across the screen, like... There's a like someone just put a spotlight across, you know, the screen or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's just kind of annoying. It's like, why am I spending GPUs on doing these stupid little graphics that I really don't need?
Yeah, I guess that's another reason why I'm probably going to be staying away from the Razer, because it's going to have Moto Blur, and where the Nexus is just going to be straight vanilla Android. So, I guess I'm leaning more towards the Nexus.
Well, you
I
know.
Mean, I mean, the HTC also has their own custom interface, too, so that's another reason why I'll probably stay away from the HTC.
Yeah, you know, and I was hoping that, I mean, that's what I'm talking about with the Google acquisition of them. I'm hoping that they'll just kind of just say, no more Moto Blur. I mean, why are they spending so much time on putting these interfaces over the top of vanilla Google, if you will? It's fine. The vanilla interface is perfectly fine.
Yep.
Now, have you played with the 4S at all? iPhone 4S?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I had to cave and I bought my wife the 4S simply because she'd been dealing with a Droid Aris for the last almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was driving her absolutely nuts. And I was
really?
And I was tired of, you know, trying to explain to her, well, you know... Android is a really great operating. You can do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't want to do that. I just want a phone that works. And so I said, well, okay, fine. You know, as you know, Apple's phone just works. All of Apple's products, for the most part, just work.
Yep.
They aren't very customizable friendly, but they are user friendly, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was basically the same with my mom. She had... Surprisingly, I don't know why, but she, I guess maybe AT&T had talked her into buying the Atrix, and she used it for maybe 4 days, and she went back and actually got her an iPhone also.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if she didn't get the 4S, though. I'm sure she got the 4, iPhone 4, but yeah, it's just because it is. It's for the common folk, the Mundies.
Yes.
That iPhone.
Well, Ice Cream Sandwich looks pretty hot, though. I mean, that's obviously what you're getting when you if you get that Galaxy
and yet,
S.
Yeah. Yep, and yet another reason why I want to get the Nexus.
Nexus, not Galaxy S.
Just so I can get the new Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah.
Because I guess apparently both the Razer and the Resound aren't getting that until first quarter next year.
Yeah, HTC said today that they will be getting 8 phones in 2012 that will have... Ice Cream Sandwich, which Ice Cream Sandwich, one of the biggest things that they're doing with it is they're getting rid of the physical buttons.
Right.
It's more of a... I don't know how I feel about that, though. I kind of like the physical buttons.
Yep, same here.
I mean, if anybody's ever picked up a Android device, they say physical buttons, but they're not buttons as per se. They're usually just flat areas where the where you always have a menu and a home and a back and a search, or some of them are slightly different. But so I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I did give up. Now, do you use your physical keyboard on your OG?
You know, it's funny. That's one of the main reasons why I decided to get the Droid, just for the physical keyboard. But I found over time, maybe because I'm just freaking lazy, I actually don't use the keyboard as much as I used to when I first bought the device. I just use the soft keys.
Yep.
More than I do the physical. So that's why I've decided that my next phone, if I, you know, when I do get my next phone, that it will not have a slide out keyboard. I'm looking for something slim. I guess that's the trade off too, is I'm looking for something more slim now, than, because this OG Droid is pretty thick because of the keyboard.
Yeah, right. And I had the same exact experience as you did with that. Is that I bought it because I was like, oh, it has a physical keyboard, that's great, blah blah blah, and then I found that I never use it. I used it every once in a while when there was some sort of field that was just giving me a pain in the neck doing the entry on the soft keys. But outside of that, I never use it. But my buddy Ralph, he has the original Droid, and he constantly uses the physical keyboard. In fact, he's kind of stuck now because he's like, where do I go? Because they aren't really making phones with physical keyboards anymore. I think Droid 3 might be the... one of the last ones that has a physical keyboard.
Yep. Yeah. I actually even found not even using any keyboard at all in some situations, especially when I'm doing like instant messaging on Google Talk. Mm-hmm. I'll do the little microphone thing and speak what I want to type.
Yeah, it is. That is the Google voice command stuff is really, really good.
Yeah.
It's no Siri. Siri's fun to play with. I don't find it very useful, but Siri's fun to play with.
See, I haven't had a chance to play with Siri yet.
It's fun to play with. There's been an outage, though, apparently, for the last couple of...
Yes. Yeah, that's one thing I've been hearing on, you know, listening to some of these tech podcasts, that people who do use the new iPhone, is that either there's been an outage, or a lot of the times it has a response of waiting on the server or something like that. So it hasn't been all it's really cracked up to be as far as that's concerned.
Wow. Yep. Also announced today, in a horrible, horrible segue, was Barnes & Noble's new Nook tablet. Now, you and I were talking just briefly before the start of this recording, and it's going to be $249. Apparently, it's going to also sell in Target. Besides Barnes & Noble, it's going to sell in Target, Staples, Walmart, Office Max, and, quote, others. Late next week, starting at $249. Ooh, that's actually very interesting, because, you know, the Kindle, when does that come out? It's $200. The new Nook is $249, but it's about twice the power of the Fire. That's interesting. It's very, very interesting. It's coming out next week.
Looking at the spec comparison between the Fire and the Nook, the new Nook is supposed to be coming out just for $50 more. I'm thinking the Nook might be a better choice.
It looks that way, and they said they're actually calling it a tablet. They're not calling it a reader anymore. It, of course, will have it'll have access to a specialized version of the Amazon. Excuse me, Amazon. Not, that would be funny if it did. Help me out here. What the heck is the name of the operating system?
Android.
Oh, Android Marketplace. And it just will have the Nook optimized stuff on there. But what I keep seeing pictures of is Marvel. Is Marvel Comics on it. Which is weird, because I seem to recall that, at least I'm seeing these pictures, I seem to recall that Amazon wrapped up an exclusive deal with Marvel, or maybe it was DC. You know what? It was DC. That's why. Because I remember that there was a story a couple of weeks ago where Barnes & Noble started removing graphic novels off their shelves from, and it included Watchmen. So that would be DC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they started pulling, it has to be DC then. They started pulling DC comics off their shelves in response, because the only digital media distributor for DC will be Kindle.
Really?
Yeah. Does that even
include Comixology?
That's interesting. That is an interesting point that you raise there. And I'm going to look up the story.
Because, I mean, that's a huge market there. I mean, that's already established that even I buy comics books from DC Comics from time to time. So if they're going to stop distributing through Comixology, I think that's going to be a huge loss.
Yep. Okay, so it came out, the news story broke on December 7th. I'm going to read something. This is coming from Digital Media Wire. Barnes & Noble has removed all DC comic books from the shelves of its stores in reaction to the publishers granting the digital exclusive to Amazon Kindle Fire. Adding fuel to the flame, Barnes & Noble asserts that DC Comics has declined to make its books available on its competing Nook Color device. An email sent to stores yesterday instructed them to remove all physical copies of the 100 graphic novels in the Kindle Fire deal. So I guess it's not every single one, but there's like 100 graphic novels there. According to information first reported to Bleeding Cool, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it includes like Dark Knight Returns, the whole Sandman series, Fables,
wow.
Superman Earth 1, Why the Last Man, and Watchmen and V. Those are just some of the titles, of course. I think there's a whole listing of them right here. But those are all fairly, popular graphic novels, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they've pulled them off their shelves in response to the fire being getting exclusive rights to those.
That's crazy.
So
I guess technically, if you have the option, the Nook Color, to install apps from the Amazon, or not from the Amazon, from the Android Marketplace, you just install the Comixology, and, well, even though I don't think those particular titles are available on Comixology, you still have access to DC Comics that way.
Yeah, that's true. And now you have access to Marvel on Comixology on a customized version of Comixology, but it's still Comixology.
I don't think on the Amazon, on the Fire, I don't think it is a Comixology app. I think it's just their Marvel app.
Hmm.
That's what I was led to believe.
Oh.
As far as what I had read, that it's actually a custom Marvel application for Amazon.
Okay. Both the Nook and Kindle Fire will run Gingerbread, well, modified versions of Gingerbread. And will only work on Wi-Fi. There's no 3G or 4G options. You know, honestly, I mean, I guess if I was traveling across the country, I would care. But for the most part, I can find Wi-Fi anywhere, can't you?
Pretty much, yeah. I just think it's funny looking at the specs on this new Nook that there really isn't much difference between this version and the original version, other than just a little bit more power. I mean, that's one thing the article I've seen is that it's basically the same device, same look, same design, same thickness, same weight, except it's just got more memory and more processor.
Yeah, the original they knocked down to $199 as well from $249. So this one's going to take the place at $249, and the original Nook Color will be $199. You know, yeah, you're right. And I'm looking at the photo. It looks exactly the same. It has that weird... Do you know what the heck that I mean, if you've seen a picture of this, there's like this little hook.
Yeah, I don't get that. I've never understood that.
Am I going to hang it off of a chain and put it in my back pocket? Is that what they're thinking?
You're going to hang it from your neck.
Maybe that's it.
Like, what's that guy from Public Enemy? Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, yeah. Yeah. That's what you do. You make the screen a clock, and there you go.
There you go.
You're done. Maybe the cover of Watchmen.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, you can't do it with that one. Let's see. What else do we got? Oh, you've been playing a video game, a fairly recently released video game, haven't you? Island of the Dead or
Dead Island?
Dead Island, yes.
Yes.
How is that?
Oh, awesome. If you haven't played it and you've played Borderlands, it's basically Borderlands, but on an island with zombies. A tourist-type island, like a Bahamas-type island with zombies. So it's basically an RPG-type game.
Huh.
Have you played Borderlands?
I have not played anything beyond Madden Football forever.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I own in the console world, is the Wii.
Ah.
So I'm thinking of maybe for Christmas getting a 360. What do you use, a 360?
Yeah, 360.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of getting a 360, although I feel like, you know what I feel? I feel like as soon as I buy that, because it's been so long, that all of a sudden they'll announce, like in January, they'll announce, yeah, we're coming out with the 720.
And that's not going to happen. Not for a while. I think their new product that they're more focused on right now is Kinect. I don't think there'll be an Xbox for a while.
Now, was I hallucinating, or is there a newer version of Kinect too, as well?
Say that again?
I think I heard that there was a newer version of Kinect
that was coming out. I have not heard that.
Oh, maybe. Again, I could have been hallucinating. Do you have Kinect?
Yep.
What do you play on it?
Nothing really. believe it or not, we don't play it that often. I mean, it was great when we first bought it. You know, we got it for Christmas and played like the sports that came. It came with a game. I think that included like bowling and volleyball. I mean, it's a lot of fun, especially bowling. It's almost like playing real bowling. Almost, you know, you have to stand a certain way. It's not like the Wii where you just use the wand and go forward with the Kinect. I mean, you pretty much have to bowl the proper way. I mean, you can turn your wrist to spin it and such. I mean, it's actually pretty neat. The most recent game that I have played on the Kinect was the Rise of Nightmares. I don't know if you've seen commercials for that, but you're basically, it's a zombie game, and you're actually having to walk through, you know, the story using your hands to chop zombies and such. It was actually pretty annoying. I grew bored. I mean, it was just one of those, I don't know, it just didn't seem right. I don't know. But, I mean, Kinect, it's actually pretty neat. I've enjoyed a few games on it. There's another one, too. The popular smartphone game Fruit Ninja.
Yes.
That's a lot of fun, yeah, on Kinect.
Oh, it's on Kinect? Really?
It is on Kinect. And it actually is a lot of fun. That's probably something that someone in our household is going to get for Christmas. But, yeah, I mean, there's certain games that work really well with the Kinect that are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've seen some, there's like the backyard football game that's out now, where you can control it with your voice and throwing and whatnot. You hike the ball with your voice and everything else. It looks fairly cool to me. And I have played the dancing, one of the dancing games on it, which does make you look like a silly ass.
Yeah, if you don't know how to dance, yep.
Especially.
Yep. We rented that. We have the Gamefly, and we rented that, and the dancer in the house, my partner, she's the one who was really good at it. I totally suck. She kicked my butt, so I stopped playing it.
Now let me ask you this: if I'm looking to get a 360, do you suggest buying it used or no? I don't know if you've had any luck with.
I don't even know that you can actually get that much of a deal on getting something used.
Yeah, because
if you go to some place like Gamefly, you'll get a used one that maybe 25. Not Game. Yeah,
GameSpot.
GameSpot.
GameSpot. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll maybe get one for maybe $25 less than a brand new one. Who, you know, I don't even know if that it's worth it.
Because I was debating whether or not that I could get it cheaper there, and maybe that would make it more worth it for me. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, what else we got going on? What other news do you have? Anything over there?
I don't think there really has been a lot of tech news lately or anything like that.
I see that Google TV has got a dedicated porn channel with the Vivid app. That's interesting. Let's see. Since we talked, Steve Jobs passed on, but what I would really like to mention is that Dennis Ritchie died, which is a bigger deal to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those of you that don't... Which, you know, I guess this is always going to be the case, and it always is. I mean, like, who cares? Does anybody care about the Kardashians, yada, yada, yada? But the Steve Jobs thing has been going on for a while. I don't deny the man. He was a brilliant guy. He was a great marketer, and he knew how to make people get the best work out of his people. And he was a perfectionist. But then when somebody like Dennis Ritchie dies, who actually, I mean, produced probably without him, eventually someone would have come up with it. But I mean, he is the guy who came up with the C language. Him and I'll remember the other guy's name in a minute. And he was also one of the founders for Unix. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he did a lot for the computing world. And it's like, you know, he dies a few days after Steve Jobs, and like, you know, three tech sites pick it up, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. And it's not that Steve Jobs never did anything. It's not that he wasn't a brilliant guy. And it's not that he deserves all the praise he got. But really, he was the CEO of a company. He did not really, even in the garage, he was not really the guy who was doing anything.
No, that was Wozniak.
Wozniak. And that's what kicks me too, is that most people would not know who Steve Wozniak is. And he's the guy who really did the work.
Yep. I mean, it was basically, he built, I mean, all the, you know, the circuit boards, I mean, all the innards,
mm-hmm.
and basically it was Jobs who was basically the marketer, the salesman.
Well, he was a marketer, and he was also the guy, like I said, again, he deserves a lot of credit because he knows how to get the best out of people. He got Woz to, he said, well, we need to do it this way, you need to compact it here, you know. Here's what we need to do here. You know, he would kind of say, he would give it the critiques, right? And he would say, mm-hmm. this is what I think it should be. And Woz would go back, okay, I'll do the job. And you know, and he just, I believe in his mind, he always just saw it as just sort of a challenge to kind of come up with whatever it was that Jobs was thinking. But really, it's just, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess I kind of got a little perturbed once Ritchie died and no one really cared. I don't know why.
I think in the tech world, though, he was recognized quite a bit, believe it or not. I mean, I don't know if you noticed that, but I mean, on, you know, the tech podcasts that I listen to, and mm-hmm. a lot of the tech RSS sites that I read, I mean, they actually did, you know, mention him quite a bit. So I guess it kind of depends. As far as the muggle world, yes, it was Jobs who overshadowed.
Right. Where's his 60 Minutes? That's what I want to know. Where's his 60 Minutes story that they gave?
Or his, was it Discovery Channel even had an hour-long show for Jobs?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did not watch it, but yes, I heard about it. Yeah.
And I guess there's a book now that just was released, I think, last week on Jobs.
Yeah, it was actually...
Everybody's going crazy about.
Yeah. It's interesting because he's, you know... If you read the different excerpts, he held a grudge like nobody.
No, oh, yeah.
I mean, he was still pissed off at
Android.
Well, he's pissed off at Android, and he's also pissed off at Gates as well.
Oh, yeah? Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, still all these years, he was just kind of ticked, and it's just like... You know, at some point, both of you are very successful people. Everybody knows the story. What irritates me, though, is that he goes, oh, Windows stole from us. I'm like, you are aware that you stole from Xerox, right? You do know that, correct? It's not like you came up with this stuff. It's the guys at Xerox that should be really pissed. It's, you know, he's held on to a grudge for a long time. And it seems like, for as, you know, zen as he was supposed to be, like, I mean, if you looked at his house, which is weird, you know, one of the things they talked about is that his house was a reasonable house. It wasn't a big palatial mansion. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything like Bill Gates's house or anything like that. It was a house that, though it cost, you know, millions of dollars, maybe not millions of dollars, it was something that you or I would probably be able to afford, given that we, you know, not that we could necessarily afford it in California, but here, if it was built here in Florida, you could probably afford it. So it wasn't audacious or anything, but for being as zen as you're supposed to be, he held a grudge like nobody's business, it seemed to me. And it seemed like he died being angry at a lot of people for things that really I would have just, you know, said whatever, you know, move on at some point. I mean, I get it being ticked off originally at Gates and thinking that he took all of your glory, but in the end you got the last laugh, right? I mean, yeah, Windows is installed in more places, but everyone looks at Apple as being this premium product that is perfect, and, you know, also no matter how imperfect it is, in the end he has a better, his systems have a better opinion of them than do Windows, right?
Right.
So I mean, in the end, he kind of won.
Yeah, I mean, especially as far as the reliability and, I mean, a consumer market. I mean, especially in the past, 5 years now? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, well, actually been longer than that because of the iPod. I mean, it really took off, 10 years ago? I mean, Apple's, yeah, have always been the winning piece, well, you know, the I guess for the artistic side of the consumer world. But it was really the Apple really, I think, really got into the consumer market more so with the iPod 10 years ago. Even those new iMacs when they came out too around the turn of the century. But yeah, I mean, he was dominating the consumer market for so long. So
right, with all the smaller consumer products. I mean, look, the Zune, they tried to copy it again with the Zune and it did not work. Even though the Zune HD interface is nice. I don't know if you ever played with it.
No.
My buddy has it. Zune HD interface is nice. It's what they use for Windows Mobile or Windows 7 or whatever they call them. Windows Mobile 7, whatever the hell their confusing name is for it. And what they've, when they upgraded the Xbox interface too, it's sort of that same interface. But really, it couldn't get any traction against the iPod.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody I have heard who owned a Zune HD or had used a Zune HD really liked it. They thought it was a fantastic device. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was too behind the curve.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening too with Apple and with Microsoft and the tablets as well.
Oh yeah, even with the phone, their Windows Phone 7. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, I know you've seen this before, and we're back on phones again. But they're making more money off of licensing to Android phone makers than they do from their own phone system. So it's kind of where Microsoft is at right now, which is funny because they haven't had to prove anything that they actually own any patents that are enforceable. And the only people that they're really holding out on right now is Motorola, which now is owned by Google, because Google keeps getting ticked off whenever anybody licenses it, because they're insisting that there isn't anything they should be patenting, unless it's like HTC, who might have an interface, because they build their little interface over it. It might be some sort of interface patent or something, but Google insists that there's nothing there, so it wishes people would stop doing that. Anyway, so what else do you got? Anything?
No. All right. I'm bone dry.
All right. Well, then what do you say we wrap up this episode then?
The Napod Pomo, whatever you call it.
Yep, you got it. You got it the first time. Wow, it took me 8 days to get it that far, and you got it in the first try. Yeah, so Napod Pomo. Yeah, that's going to do it for here. Ed, where can people find you? Of course, at The Unique Geek, but where else can they find you?
Pretty much everything that I do is on about.me/Edward Crosby.
And
you'll find my Twitter there. You'll find my blog. You'll find all kinds of stuff there about me.
Now,
Ed, about me.
Ed, about me. What is your Twitter handle, just for everyone?
Edward Crosby.
Edward Crosby, spelled like it sounds, right?
Yes, sir.
Unless you're hearing a K in front of Crosby, in which case, no, it doesn't sound. It's not spelled like it sounds.
Exactly.
It's with a C. And me, of course, you can find at John Boutel on Twitter. That's what it's called. And also on The Unique Geek. And on occasion, well, at least once a week, over on needcoffee.com. Let's see, what else do we want to... Oh, hey, be sure to check out the listserv. That's listserv.theuniquegeek.com. There's constantly... news feeding in there. Ed, do you actually take the emails, or do you just like put it in your reader?
Both, actually.
Okay.
I have it in my RSS reader, in the Google Reader, and also into my email.
Okay, cool. So do you do like a daily thing, or do you do it each individual one? Like the do you do the digest, or the do you get every single
every single post?
Wow, you're doing more than I am. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, so I guess that's it. Until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.